This is iCulture Radio on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio, brought to you by The Alliance, a professional association with a focus on inspirational lifestyle, culture, arts, entertainment, and music. This radio forum brings you culturally relevant insights and a fresh perspective on the entertainment industry. Your comments and questions are welcome during the broadcast. Call us live on the air at 404-355-8699. That's 404-355-8699. Now, tonight's edition of iCulture Radio. Here's Mama Glow.
What's up?
Hey, Mama.
What's going on, Mama?
What's up, Ricky Rick and our founder and CEO, Miss Earth D?
What's going on, iCulture Nation?
I love the way you said iCulture Nation, because I was just getting ready to call them iCulturees.
iCulturees.
Come on, y'all, find us a name for them. We got to bring them with us like Tamar says her Tamartians.
Right,
and so.
Okay.
These are our iCulturees. Like the iCulture Nation, but they belong to us,
hallelujah.
Praise God.
And we belong to them.
Amen.
I love the binding here. I think, you know, right. That we are all members of one body.
There you go.
But we all belong together.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, with that, I want to tell you what the word is for
okay,
today.
Okay, come on, tell
and
us.
And that is because we have a playwright on deck, a mm-hmm. lady of the theater,
yes.
The thespians
a thespian.
Of the arts. Mm-hmm. And that is in the book of Matthew at the Canaanite wedding.
Right.
When Mary told the servers, whatever he tells you to do.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
What is the finish? Finish that, Earth Day.
Do it as he says.
Do it! Woo!
Glory.
The arts and the playwrights and the actors, because those are visions that only you hear mm-hmm. from God.
Right,
that
right,
is
right.
information yeah. he's only given to you,
mm-hmm.
but it's exactly the same miracle performing information. Whatever he tells you to do.
Right.
Do it.
Do it.
Off the chain.
That's good,
our guest is already there at the house with us, and we want to say kudos to our guest. Hey.
Yes, we also have Miss
Casey. How you doing?
Miss Vanessa Lynn on the phone with us, and then Casey Christian is in the studio. Miss Christian, say hey to our listeners.
Hello, hello, hello.
Vanessa Lynn.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. How you doing?
We are
good,
blessed.
Good.
Very well.
Because whatever God told you to do, you guys did it, didn't you?
Amen.
Well.
Oh, yeah.
Right, we did the same thing, and we're going to share with our listeners. But right now, we're going to do what we do best. Let's rock some music. Rick.
What's up?
Can we drop the beat?
Hey, shout it. Drop the beat.
Let's do the doggone thing.
Yeah, that's right. You know what it is, man. It's your homeboy, DJ Somatic, S-E-M-A-T-I-C. Right now, rocking with my homegirl, Ursula. You are listening to iCulture Radio, baby. Radio that is impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring the culture. Let's get it.
Buddy, you're rocking with Lazante. I'm rocking with the Beat Snatchers. If you ain't know, you better ask somebody. Rock with my boy Ricardo, downtown and building all day, 2010 to 3000.
Trust me, I'll do ya. Life change, switched up, rearranged, mixed up, fixed up, overhaul, renew.
We do
what we got, it'll get you in the hands of the potter, so you can rock the planet like Africa Bambaataa. Or you could try to be a shot and lose your groove, a whole lot of dun-dada. Hell is ghetto red hotter.
Just because you messed up one time, it ain't over. At times you feel like you might lose your mind, but it ain't over. When people turn their backs on you and lie to your face, it ain't over. No. Bring discouragement along the way. It ain't over, dog. Whatever God told you will come to pass. Just hold on to His word, it will last. And don't worry about the haters, they come to make you stronger. It's not over.
I live melodic.
I have a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. Good luck.
Back up on it and I never been a slackadoo. I'm a king and I don't really need that gratitude. Like a chemist, I've been cooking in the kitchen. It must be the rubber made, cause I'm feeling like I'm finished. Like a bun, I'm in the oven and I'm feeling kinda right. Run up on me if you want, but you can get it free tonight. No charge, wholesale, scot free. Post band, the plan, I'ma let them all know. Let them know the hell ain't the only way to go. I be on a mission, rain, sleet in the snow. They like how I split it, I just tell them what I know. This flow, it go just like a hammer. Bring it like I got some anna. And I know I spit it slick, but it ain't nothing I can't handle. I walk in the authority, so what you won't do? I'm the coolest in this game, and I can match your bone food.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Erica Combo, and you're listening to iCulture Radio. That's radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring culture.
All right, they was jamming, Ricky Rick.
Yeah, man, as always. You know, we had New Swagger by Rick Flow. It Ain't Over by Claude Deuce, straight out of Augusta, by the way.
Yeah.
And then The Realest Christian on the Block by Million. You know, I noticed the Taken sample in the beginning. I don't know if y'all seen Taken when he was on the phone. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you know, I'm going to come find you, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the dude was like, good luck. Yeah, they threw that in the beginning. And it was kind of hot. That was kind of hot.
Yeah, so.
I see you was kind of spiritually moved by that. Hallelujah. You all right?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Mm-hmm. You know, I brought myself back.
Well, we're going to talk to the people about Ricky Rick. Come on now.
Man, you know, we in here. We have, you know, you always got to contact us. You can call us at 404-355-8699. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/iCultureRadio, Twitter at iCultureRadio, or on the website at iCultureRadio.com. So be sure to call us. We have these wonderful guests,
yeah.
Miss Vanessa Lynn and Miss Casey Christian with us tonight. So, you know, you want to call and you have any questions, be sure to reach out to us. Be sure to reach out to us.
And right, Earthy, so, we still got our fundraiser going on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We are running a promotion right now for all of our voters in the 1 minute or ended promotion. Go to our Facebook page. We've posted at least 3 songs up there each week. And for each vote that you enter, whether you 1 minute or you end it, you get entered into our drawing for the month for $100.
$100.
So don't miss it. All you got to do is vote. Hey, that's all you got to do.
That's the easiest $100 you ever made.
Shelton, every time we say $100, I'm going to need a clap, applause, or something.
You ain't got no ching, ching, ching.
All right, yeah, a money sound.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I love money.
Oh, man. But so I definitely, what'd you say, Mom?
I said Shelton's supposed to do a clap or something.
He got it. He getting it. Woo! There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Producer of the year. Right there. Engineer of the year. But I am so glad, as I always say, so elated, because it just brings me such joy to be able to present to iCulture Nation these great, great professionals who are doing it for the kingdom. They are, you know, being inspired, and they are hearing the voice of God and heeding Him and following His direction. So with us tonight again is Vanessa Lynn and Casey Christian. We're going to start with Miss Lynn and talk about her Urban Playwrights United and her most recent play that she premiered and some other things. But Vanessa Lynn, welcome to iCulture Radio.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So tell us, tell the listeners about what it is that you do and how the professionals and the consumers of the urban culture can help you and be inspired by what you do.
Basically, I'm a playwright. I'm a writer. I've been writing since the 90s. You know, I've had a very up and down career, but I've been really blessed to just really have some major doors open, you know, in my career. But it started off really rocky, and so there wasn't any support when I first started out. I mean, nowhere. Nobody would give you any information or anything. And so I started on MySpace, kind of gathering playwrights together to kind of talk, and we would travel and kind of meet each other. And it kind of grew from there until we started a major conference back in 2010 in Orlando. Wow. And we're coming up into our fourth year of conferences. It's called Urban Playwrights United. We are now the nation's largest and one of the only urban playwrights organizations in the country. We basically train, prepare, and get playwrights ready. I also have recently released a book, an Urban Playwrights Guide, that basically takes you through creating the script all the way to DVD production and beyond. I released it back in March. There's no other book like this out on the market. It's already changing people's careers, changing their lives, and major doors have been open for Urban Playwrights United with distributors and promoters, and our members are doing great things. We are going by leaps and bounds, and we're just looking forward to our fourth conference this year that's actually going to be in Atlanta. And I'm just godly proud of everything. It's been a long, rocky road, even with the organization, but God is really, truly doing some great things through the organization and with our members.
Amen. Right. I know it has to go way back when you say MySpace.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
I remember MySpace those days, man. We had a similar, you know, beginning back in the day when Urban Gospel Alliance, our former organization, when we started, that's where our platform was.
Y'all ain't want to start on Black Planet, man?
No, Black Planet. I don't know. Was Black Planet?
I don't know Black Planet was around.
It wasn't around yet. No, when MySpace started, Black Planet was probably what, 2-3 years later.
Exactly.
Yeah, when it first started. So yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, because similarly with the urban inspiration or urban gospel movement, with these ministers cropping up across the country, you know, and it sounding so much like the world, it was like, you ain't coming up in our church. And so these people were looking for a place in order to be able to grow and be promoted and be supported. And so, you know, that was the same kind of nucleus that we had.
And it's a really good lesson in obedience and, you know, staying faithful, you know, over the natural and over the few things.
Right.
Because, you know, a lot of people quit after that. They give up, you know, and as soon as they reach any type of hurdle or any type of, you know, opposition, they believe, okay, well, maybe this isn't what God told me to do. When, you know, people don't realize that God will put those things there sometimes just to help you get stronger and help you be greater for it in the end. So that's, I mean, that's a great lesson in that.
I totally receive, and this mama glow again, the fact that if you're just like our text, you know, whatever he tells you to do, do it, because then it's Satan's opportunity to try to stop you from getting where you're supposed to go, and you'll get all kind of things, but if you heard from God to do it, your water will be wine.
Amen.
Absolutely. You're going to quit when God specifically, you heard from him, the passion will kill you. You'll be sitting there and you just be like singers or like Rick with you, you know, rapping. It, even though you're a minister, it'll kill you not to rap as well.
Right,
I mean, it's
right.
like, this not an option to do one or two or three.
Yeah.
I must do what I heard to do.
Right.
And you'll finish that till the end, but there will always be persecutions. If you remember the book of Matthew, he tells us that you get 100-fold in this lifetime, but with what? Come on, saints. Persecution.
Oh, my.
You're going to have that, but that is, like Rick said, to try it like you're being tried in fire.
That's awesome.
So that when you get there, you can handle it. Now, my ex-pastor, Mace, he said that, which is similar. He was like, you know, why would God and give you a $300,000, $30,000, or like Bishop Jakes, $3 million plus ministry, when you get a $300 light bill and you fall.
Mm-hmm.
You just slam around, don't know where the money going to come from. Right. You're about to pass out.
Yeah.
So you got to get tough enough to handle these world-renowned visions, you know, that God continues to give us that we never find the money for, that we never find out how to do it, except the Holy Ghost keeps saying, just get out there by faith.
Right.
That's the thing I love about these thespians and actors, that she's out there, and she, when all of that hurt came to you, you said, Man, it didn't look like nobody was with me, mm-hmm. but I kept getting on the internet.
Right.
That's man, awesome. It didn't look like nobody was behind me, but I got a book.
Right.
Yeah.
Praise God.
That's great.
Somebody and then, and Vanessa, I know when we come back, we're going to talk more about the book because I love the title of it, and then talk about a play that I came to and I visited and I loved it. So we want to talk more about that and the fact that so many of the actors in it came down from Detroit, right?
Yes, ma'am.
But we're going to talk about that on the other side as we get to some more music and pay some bills.
Yeah,
all right?
Man. Keep the lights on.
The UGAI Community Improvement Corporation, or KIC, is a 501c3 organized for redefining ghetto fabulous. You heard that right. UGAI KIC is most concerned with strengthening, empowering, and enhancing the quality of life for individuals and families of urban communities. UGAI KIC is providing scholarships to students desiring careers in the urban inspirational music and entertainment industry, creating music programs in schools that have limited to no music programs, providing mentoring and leadership resources and programming to challenge individual single-parent households in urban neighborhoods and communities. UGAI KIC is providing various tools and resources to bridge success, wealth empowerment sessions, and educational seminars to transform disparaging financial positions, closing the digital divide, a dress for success clothing closet, and spiritual gifts and an entrepreneurial program. To find out how you can get involved, support, or donate, visit UGAICIC.org. That's UGAICIC.org.
Inspired Lifestyle Arts and Entertainment Alliance, or ILAEA, formerly known as UGA International, is proud to debut its brand new name, image, and structure to the world. On July 18th, be in attendance when we host our launch and industry networking event to reintroduce our organization. We want to invite you to join us to help launch out into the deep. This event is designed to introduce and present to you the new and improved alliance and showcase all we have to offer the urban inspirational industry and the community. You can purchase your $4 tickets in advance at iCultureRadio.com Lifestyle Experiences page or pay $10 at the door. Get in free when you donate $5 or more to any of our UGAICIC supported charities. Join us. The entertainment revolution is imminent.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
Wow. You know, I'm always excited when they tell us about our own event on the 18th. Yay!
Yeah.
That's right.
Tell them what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, that's our launch event. We're going to be premiering the new organization, ILEA, Inspired Lifestyle Arts and Entertainment Alliance. That's where we showcase all the different aspects of urban culture that this entertainment movement kind of touches. Your comedy, your fashion, your film, your television programming, the music, of course, all the different aspects, reggae, R&B. So y'all expect a really good time. And we're definitely going to be networking and rubbing elbows with, you know, some urban inspirations elite. So y'all make sure you get your tickets. And for those of you all who want to support our UGAI charities, youth-focused charities, if you donate $5 or more to any one of our charities, go visit the site, ugaicic.org, and donate $5 or more. You get in totally free. So awesome. Check awesome. It out.
And tell them about our food fundraiser right quick.
Right. Rocking Out Education. I've partnered with another couple of nonprofits in the area, and we are giving away scholarships to youth for their talent. So we have a Rocking Out Education Facebook page. Go by there, find out more information on our Help for Hunger program, and then that way your dollars go to support that endeavor, as well as putting some good food in your refrigerator.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
I like the good food in the refrigerator.
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty. Now, what? Don't forget the last thing. You ready for it? Everybody ready? And don't forget the $100.
Yes.
$100.
1 minute or end it.
We're slagging. Sheldon, where you at, brother?
He didn't do it.
Sheldon wasn't ready.
He got to be ready.
There we go. $100. All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to keep Sheldon on lock. So every time, I'm just going to randomly shout $100 in the middle of nowhere. We're going to see if he's ready out of nowhere. $100.
Yes.
All right, you're slow. You're slow. Not ready.
Messing him up with that.
We're going to do it, though. We're going to be good. We're going to have it tight by the end of the show.
Right, but I just want to say to Sheldon, you know you are the most, you the best, you the greatest,
hardest
no other person like you. You gonna rock this situation. I got confidence.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do the doggone thing.
Amen.
Well, yeah.
High tech director. Yay.
Awesome. Awesome. But we're gonna get back to Miss Vanessa Lynn. We want to make sure we still. I got to hear some more from you. And so if you could kind of tell us a little bit about this book, give us the title, give us kind of what it's about, and let the listeners know, give a little insight.
The book is called Beyond the Chitlin Circuit, The Ultimate Urban Playwrights Guide. It was released back in March. It basically took me 3 years to write it. It was a collection of all the classes and workshops and hundreds of playwrights I mentor. You know, I kind of get asked the same questions over and over and over again, and most playwrights make the exact same mistakes over and over and over again.
Wow.
And so I just wanted to collect all of this information into a book form so that, you know, people who can't make it to the workshops, can't make it to the conference, or even if they come to the conferences, you know, to be able to have a guide that they can go back and reference. And it's basically 28 chapters, and it covers everything from how to write, how to market, how to brand, how to deal with budgeting. We break down the budget specifically. What to do if you run across problems, what to do if you can't pay your cab, what to do, you know, when you cancel a show, how do you deal with tours, how do you deal with promoters. It's everything. It's absolutely everything in this book. There's nothing that I don't answer in this book. And so it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You know, they can get it that way. But it's basically a hands-on guide for not just urban playwrights, really any playwright. And I've even been told by writers that it's a good, you know, novel writer, that it's a good resource for them as well.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, you need that, you know.
Absolutely.
Every career, every type of endeavor, you need a guideline, you know, and need something to help. So that's awesome.
And I think it's wonderful, because what's great and I love about this urban inspiration movement is there isn't a lot of roadmaps. We're kind of, you know, pioneering a whole new movement in entertainment, because we recognize as a cultural icon, urban inspiration or urban period culture has so impacted the world. Clothing, advertising, cars, you know,
right.
I mean, it reaches. And so when you talk about inspiration, it's really an untapped market.
Right.
So the sky's the limit, as long as we can be as creative and strategic as what Miss Vanessa Lynn is saying, you know, and you know, kind of saying from the mistakes that I've made and others have made, this is a way to do it and do it right,
awesome.
You know, and have it received.
Right,
so I love that. I love that. So now I attended a play that you just premiered. Tell us about the play.
Well, actually, you came to the screening in Atlanta,
screening.
Right, back in March?
Yes.
It's called Boss Lady, and this is a play that I don't want to tell too much.
Don't tell
I want to give away some of the twists and turns, but it's basically about a female music mogul, kind of in the mind of a Diddy Combs or Suge Knight, or people's old school, maybe a Berry Gordy. She's pretty much gotten to the top by any means necessary, and she's at the top of her game. She has, you know, big selling artist. She has all the money. And so basically, you know,
as in people who've climbed their way that way. There's a lot of people she stepped on. There's a lot of secrets she left buried. And so it's kind of time to pay the piper. She gets a visit from her past and kind of turns her world around. And the play kind of takes you through the journey of her life, from young all the way to where she is now. The play is absolutely shocking. There's not a moment where you're not holding on to your seat. We deal with some very serious issues in the play. A lot of my plays are a lot of comedy-based, you know, a lot of mystery and all that. And this one has some comedy in it, but it's really a drama. And, you know, the ending will just shock you. A lot of people leave out of the theater crying. We continue to get testimonies from this. And it actually will be available. We're blessed. This Tuesday, July 9th, it's being released nationwide in Walmart and other retailers. You'll be able to pick it up at your local Walmart, Boss Lady. And so it's going to be really an awesome ministry and just an awesome piece to have in your collection. So
that's
we're really, really blessed and excited about it.
I know. Awesome. I was blessed to be in the audience and got a chance to screen it. It was phenomenal. I know audiences are going to love it. Definitely go out and get it. Get your copy and the book and the DVD. So we definitely at iCulture Radio support it.
That's awesome. And Ms. Lynn, tell us how we can contact you. How can the listeners reach you if they want to follow you on social media, anything of that nature?
Well, I'm going to just give them my website, because from the website they can connect to the UPU, they can connect to the book and the Facebook. My website is VanessaLynn.info, and that's VanessaLynn.info. And like I said, from there you can go to the book website, you can go to the Urban Playwrights website, and you can also connect with me on Facebook and Twitter.
Awesome, awesome. Way to keep
all
it simple.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Love
keep it. Simple. Awesome.
Yeah, keep it simple.
I understand. That's it. It's this generation.
Yes,
it's the gratification.
Yes.
Awesome. That's awesome. Well, thank you, Ms. Lynn. We got to go to some music. We got to pay some bills. You know, we got to keep it going, keep it moving. And when we get back, we're going to get a great opportunity to speak with the comedian, Miss Casey Christian, who is here in the studio with us.
Is Grandma here, Miss Christian?
Yes, Lord. I'm here. I'll be right here. Okay, Lord.
Right.
Hello.
Y'all stay tuned.
I've been waiting. Y'all been taking a little long now.
Y'all stay tuned. Grandma getting impatient.
Hello.
So y'all, we'll be right back.
Make me itch my wig now.
AEC Atlanta.
The opinions expressed during the sponsored programs on this station are strictly those of the program hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of Beasley Broadcast Group, this station, its staff, other advertisers, or agencies.
Anybody ever been fired from their job? All these black people, just three people clapping. Is that what we're going to do? We're going to start out on the wrong foot. All right. But the worst part about getting fired is the walk of shame. You know what that is? Well, you got to get from your desk to the front door without crying. Everybody's staring at you. You got your little box of stuff, little I Love Jesus coffee mug on top. Eyes all juicy, trying to keep it together, quoting scripture like, God is a good God. He know what he doing. This is a setup so he can show up. No weapon formed against me shall, I ain't going to cry. I'm going to be strong. And how come every time your voice go out, every time you get fired, your voice get a little suspect too? You ever notice that?
I was wondering, okay, do I get my check today or y'all gonna mail it? Okay, so I had two PTO days and three vacation days. Y'all gonna put that on the same check? Okay, I need to talk to Patricia and payroll. Hey, Patricia, how you doing? Okay, why you lock your door? Okay, I'm gonna leave. All right, why security following me around the office? That's the same voice you used to use when your mama used to smack you in front of company. Remember that? You don't sit down somewhere? Okay, mama, I don't even want to play no more. You hit like a man. You could at least take your class ring off, mama.
The Architect.
Keep your head up high, your limit is the sky. Nuff say them all your friend, when them talk them cannot look you in your eyes. Keep your head up high, your limit is the sky. Passion over pride, when them talk them cannot look you in your eyes. My God is greater than those fakers, so me not go bow to them. Jesus I'm the closest friend. Me have no need to pretend. God is greater than those fakers, so me not gonna marry them. Jesus I'm the closest friend. Me have no need to pretend. There is a lot of people who evil out there, who say them are your friend, I want you make it nowhere. And when you start rise, just watch out them a stare. Them a smile up in your face, but them want you disappear. I trust God over them any day. Life abroad, so me pray them away. See me not care what them a say. Them pretend you say them are so move and play. My God is greater than those fakers, so me not go call me them.
I just asked this lady if she wanted to go out, and she tried to subliminally use words to figure out what type of vehicle I could afford. I was like, so you want to go out? She said, well, maybe we can go on some sort of expedition. I mean, if you can navigate your way to pick me up. I wasn't spending no money on her, so I was like, oh, that's cool, because if you go with me to the fiesta, I'll be more than happy to be your escort. And now comedy is so cool. I get to travel, right? I'm noticing some of the airports don't have enough security. One of them didn't have a real metal detector. It was just a lady standing there with attitude. He looked like he got something. Beep.
Hey, yo, what up, y'all? It's your man, Willie Mo Jr. from the Willie Mo Jr. Live Show on YouTube. Make sure you keep it locked right here on iCulture Radio. Radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, inspiring culture. Don't turn that dial unless you're turning it up. Flat out.
That was off the chain, and it was so funny.
Man, wasn't it?
I got something I got to say. Hold on, Earth.
Right.
Rick,
yeah.
Y'all all ready?
Yeah, okay, come on.
$100!
I wasn't ready. He gonna have it tight by the end of the show. I'm telling you. There you go. He gonna have it tight.
Okay.
He gonna be ready. It's all good. But man, yo, Mama Glow, you was talking about how funny they were, man. We gotta tell them who they were listening
right,
to, man.
Right.
Ron G was the first comedy, which you know that one was. Gosh,
you know he's from here, Ron G. Yeah, he's out in L.A. now, but he's originally from Cobb County.
Man, that had me dying. And then we was grooving, and now Paw with Them by Avalanche. Yo, I want to ride out to that song like today. And then you know, of course, we had Michael Jr. back on here doing his comedy, talking about the metal detector, the girl with the attitude.
Okay, wait a minute, that was so hilarious. He was like, I ain't got paid nothing for this date. I'm like, Grandmama, what you say about that, Grandmama?
I'm just listening, baby. I'm just listening. I'm just trying to learn something. I'm trying to hold my water while I'm just going.
You know, we didn't do that back in the day. He had to pay. Well, how did
I'm trying to tell you. Amen. Amen.
Right.
All righty. What are we doing right now, Earth D?
Well, we're going to talk to Miss Casey Kristen about her comedy and how she came into her platform and all that God is doing in her life. So, again, welcome, Miss Casey Kristen.
Hello, 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 everyone. I'm Casey Kristen, and my voice is corporate, so grandma's a little bit different. Ain't nobody want to hear you. Ain't nobody want to hear you. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. No, I teach the Word of God through comedy.
Amen.
Awesome.
A couple years ago, actually, I grew up the square in the family, the one who was really straight-laced and did well in school. Mm-hmm. And so after I became a Christian in 1992, there was something about God that was just amazingly warm and yet and still hilarious at times, where I would just sit back and laugh.
He's the funniest man.
He really is. Mm-hmm. When you read the scriptures, it's hilarious. Some of the things he does is just fun. So I began to listen to some of the things that happened in my life or parlay some of the things that happened in my life into comedy.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Like, for example, I've been a Christian for 21 years, July 18th.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Y'all can give me a clap on that.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Clap you out. And you know,
where the clap,
Oh, Lord, bless his heart.
Jumping in there.
Bless his heart, as they say.
Answer phones, play music, play cats.
We're going to leave him alone. We're going to leave him alone.
Clap sounds.
Yeah. All right.
We got to get him some more hands.
So after becoming a Christian in 1992 and then divorcing my daughter's dad in 2004.
Okay.
I've been celibate for the last 7 years. I've been single and celibate.
And so grandma would say something. We need a round of applause.
You know, for 7 years. Which, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, baby.
Grandma, but then there are times where, you know, when you tell Christians that, you know, you want to follow the Bible, they think you're crazy. Mm-hmm. Like something's wrong with you. You ain't had nothing. So I was talking to grandma about it. Grandma came. She said, baby, what happened to little color boy you used to date? I said, well, I haven't dated him in 7 years. I've just been loving God and been celibate.
What that means, celibate, baby? Oh, Jesus, you been selling a bit of your stuff, baby. Jesus, baby. No, Grandma, I ain't a nasty heifer.
No, Grandma. No, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:18, I always have the scripture up when I do my comedy, 6:18, there's no sex before marriage. So I've just been waiting on God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Now, wait a minute, baby. Now, you know I ain't fitting to dispute the Bible, nothing like that, but... You ain't had on in 7 years? Good God! A modern thing must be broke down there, baby! Does it work? I know you can't hardly pee, can you, baby? Grandma! Look, not everything's about sex. Today in my life, I have peace. Mm-hmm. Well, tomorrow in your life, you're going to need to get a peace. I'm just saying, baby, that ain't Christian. That's just damn crazy, baby. That's Grandma.
That's grandma. Okay, she tell it like it is.
Well, you know, the thing is that...
You know what's such a blessing in that?
Mm-hmm.
Because people don't realize when you become sexually intimate, you actually change emotions, and then you get stuck with that emotion. So that's how, you know, like with either one, be female or male, you're not getting another response from the opposite. You go into depression and all kind of stuff because you emotionally connected to them in a spiritual way that was unholy. So, amen. I received it.
Right. And on that note, we're going to break right here, go to some commercials, pay some bills, and we're going to come back and talk to Grandmama some more.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Granny a little later.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
The UGAI Community Improvement Corporation, or KIC, is a 501c3 organized for redefining ghetto fabulous. You heard that right. UGAI KIC is most concerned with strengthening, empowering, and enhancing the quality of life for individuals and families of urban communities. UGAI KIC is providing scholarships to students desiring careers in the urban inspirational music and entertainment industry, creating music programs in schools that have limited to no music programs, providing mentoring and leadership resources and programming to challenge individual single-parent households in urban neighborhoods and communities. UGAI KIC is providing various tools and resources to bridge success, wealth empowerment sessions, and educational seminars to transform disparaging financial positions, closing the digital divide, a dress for success clothing closet, and spiritual gifts and an entrepreneurial program. To find out how you can get involved, support, or donate, visit UGAICIC.org. That's UGAICIC.org.
Inspired Lifestyle Arts and Entertainment Alliance, or ILAEA, formerly known as UGA International, is proud to debut its brand new name, image, and structure to the world. On July 18th, be in attendance when we host our launch and industry networking event to reintroduce our organization. We want to invite you to join us to help launch out into the deep. This event is designed to introduce and present to you the new and improved Alliance and showcase all we have to offer the urban inspirational industry and the community.
You can purchase your $4 tickets in advance at iCultureRadio.com Lifestyle Experiences page, or pay $10 at the door. Get in free when you donate $5 or more to any of our UGAICIC supported charities. Join us. The entertainment revolution is imminent.
Wow. Well, that was some phenomenal information. Rick,
yeah.
Rick.
Yeah.
What we getting ready to step in too, youngin'?
Man, you know, we gotta get back to talking to Miss Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we got a little more excitement behind our events, man.
Wow. Like,
you know, maybe a hyper song, or, you know. Let me get on there. I yell, I'm yo.
Yo.
Come out. July 18th. You know what we going to be.
It's going down.
It's going down.
Okay. Right. You know what? That was like way drummed up. Grandmama.
Yes, darling.
Go and tell the children get on down the road.
I might have been yelling too much with Grandma. She still might not have heard me. Her hearing aid ain't in.
Well, baby.
Grandma, tell them to get on down there.
Get on down there, baby. Get on down there
exactly.
Now. Get in where you fit in, baby. That's what you're supposed to do.
So, Casey, yes, I know you have several platforms,
yes,
right? Tell us about all of the platforms in which you use your not only your comedy, but your knowledge of the word to be able to spread God's gospel.
You know, the great thing about the gospel, according to Grandma, on a not so silly tip, is that I get a chance to juxtapose what the Bible says versus mm-hmm. what tradition is.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times when you see today's tradition, it dominates. The mm-hmm. Bible looks like, and I hate to say it as curt as or as frank as I'm being, but mm-hmm. it looks like a toilet paper. It means nothing to many
wow.
people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, they really don't. So when you get into the Word of God and you really actually share it, comedy makes them remember the mm-hmm. stories. A lot of people will say, mm-hmm. you know, for example, with married Christians, I talk to marrieds or singles, whatever may have you, and I share things that Grandma would share around the table,
mm-hmm.
the kitchen table.
Right.
I could talk to Grandma, you know, about simple things that you might not be able to ask anybody. It's like, well, Grandma, for example, I said, Grandma, do you think all men love women, you know, with bigger breasts, because, you know, I'm a small woman. She said, no, baby, not all men's. Now I said, well, Grandma, that's good, because all I got is a cup full. They're going to have to like me for who I am. She said, baby, that ain't no cup full right there. I don't mean no harm. That's a swallow, baby. That's a swallow right there, baby. The Bible says, speak the truth in love, baby. That's Colossians 2:9. I'm just trying to tell you, right, baby. So what I get a chance to do in comedy mm-hmm. is I get a chance to share about topics,
right,
whether it be racism, whether
mm-hmm.
it be dealing with struggles in
right.
Christian. For example, there are Christians out there who struggle with being celibate. Mm-hmm. I've struggled with it. It's mm-hmm. a challenge, because I like the nookie now.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. But inside
real.
Of marriage.
Right.
Inside, I love sex, but
yeah.
inside of marriage. I say to people, did she say sex on the radio? Oh, my God.
Yes, I did.
But inside of marriage,
sure.
I want my husband.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, and so,
exactly.
you know, there are Christians out there that are strange. You know,
mm-hmm.
they'll say strange like stuff like, you know, well, sister, when you get married, you need to play music like Kumbaya, my love.
Really now?
I said, baby, let me tell you something. See, Grandma come up out of me.
Uh-huh.
I said, let me tell you something. After 7 years of no nookie, ain't gonna be no coom, no ba, no ya. Wait a minute. It might be some y'all. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus! Isley Brothers, some
okay.
Barry. So, but we need to talk to have these conversations.
We need to say yeah.
inside of marriage, that's a great thing.
It is.
Wait.
Indeed.
I tell young men, single men, you ever want a woman to respect you? Make her wait.
Because,
mm-hmm. honey, God made me work 7 years. I got some plans for my husband. I hope I don't catch a case. I hope I don't hurt that man after 7 years.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. But see, that's the conversation that you would have with Grandma.
Yeah, and I totally agree, because Ursula and I were talking about it, ironically, earlier today, or either it was yesterday, on how Christians have become so false in what they're saying. They're too afraid to tell or stand on the truth as it is, according to not only the Word of God, but in how you are actually living. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you may paint a picture around yourself that you are like the most perfect person in the world, and that is so not the truth.
It sure is not.
And certain topics have just become so taboo to the point where it's hurting people.
It is.
And we need to be able to take the covers off of a lot of these issues and deal with, have real discussions, like you're saying. Like, grandma would have just told you the truth. You know?
I mean,
and I don't know what's happened that there's this big disconnect, but I'm glad that grandma and you are on the scene being able to really shine a light on it and bring some truth to
it. You know what? I want to bring a shout out back out to Vanessa Lynn, because she really has the book that she I'm going to definitely buy it, because it she talks about navigating the chilling circus. I don't want to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
When I go out there to go to these different cities and you know, I'm thinking about how do I market what I'm doing, because sometimes some churches are progressive and some of them are not. And so just challenge. And but the, see, here's the thing: it's a challenge sometimes to get into that word when you really, really want to share the word, because it's, you know, when you're actually listening and doing, you know, doing what God wants you to do, it's a challenge sometimes, you know, getting into it. So I want to thank her so much for her book, because I'm definitely going to read it and see how I can learn from
it. Amen.
Awesome. You know what would help you get that book?
$100!
$100!
It was on it. I also want to tell you we have a contest going out. A Christian comedy contest.
Awesome. Tell us.
In August, by starting August 31st, I will have a Christian comedy contest going out for people who actually, in 2 minutes, can give me a joke. Tell a good, clean joke.
Wonderful.
Because there are a lot of people who are funny naturally.
Right.
And so upload your video to a YouTube, and then just, and you will win. Hold up. You will win literally $100.
And we'll make sure to connect what you're doing to our network and our platform so that we can support you in all of your endeavors.
And
the same thing for Ms. Vanessa Lynn. We want people to be exposed to these different avenues and platforms and entertainment so that our community, our movement is more flourishing and thriving, and people have different ways of expression and enjoying their faith.
Right.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you know, we gotta keep moving. We gotta get our 1 minute of ended session so, you know, people get their chance to win $100.
There you go, baby. There you go.
It was all good.
You're gonna be all right, baby. You're gonna be all right.
But look, be sure to go out and vote. The more times you vote, the more chances you have to win your money.
Right.
And if you vote, you gotta, you know, you can win $100.
$100. Say it again, baby.
Nothing but a few seconds of your time.
Right, none at all. So listen, man, we have your 1 minute of ended campaign. You voted, we listen. Here it is.
High, on the wings of eagles, fly high, overcoming the evil, fly high, Isaiah 40:31, still pressing in, never letting sin mislead you from the sun, fly high, on the wings of eagles, fly high, overcoming the evil, fly high, Isaiah 40:31, still pressing in, never letting sin mislead you from the sun, fly high.
in the prison. Rather get pistol whipped until my teeth go bucking, go missing. You see, I couldn't rap about Christ on my arm. So the critics laugh and stare like they amazed at the storm. And they give us reinsurance like insurance. So if you go to Jesus, he takes the wheel. You can call it State Farm. Sometimes we act like animals, we belong in the barn. Like we trying to do our best, but all we do is more harm.
Yeah. Revelation 3:16, you know what I mean? Cut the cancer from the skin, yeah, we do want our thing. He said before me or against, not chilling between, cause he spit you from his mouth like Listerine. Our generation's been blinded to the facts and such. No brains, no guts, just screens and stuff. They ain't feeling like it's fair that they're going to hell, so they living like they wanna, like God won't care. Well, think again, my believing friend. That cross around your neck won't save you, man. Won't help your fam. It's just some tin on a chain, no bang, Yosemite Sam. And if believing is enough, you'll see Satan above, on his knees praising God like, thanks so much. You get my point now, right? Yeah, you hear what I say? Yeah. The side he finds you on is the place you will stay. Yeah. If you stay lukewarm, no hot or cold. If you're one bad dude, you got a heart of gold. God's got a full hand, ain't trying to fold.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to iCulture Radio. Radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring culture. Holla back. Yeah!
Wow, that, I mean, those winners were off the chain.
Yeah, man, 1 minute to end it. So look, y'all gotta remind y'all gotta vote for next week's songs. Again, it's whether it's 1 minute or it's ended. Mm-hmm. Either way, you vote, know, right. You put a vote, and you can win $100. $100. He had it ready. He had it ready. We're gonna get Sheldon $100 if he's ready every time we say $100. Yeah, awesome. But yeah, be sure to go out and vote.
And to all of our iCulturians, please go to our website and get those tickets that you need so you can be with us on the 18th, right. And we can really, really have a phenomenal time. We're absolutely so looking forward to it. And also, iCulturans, send in some comedy tapes. I've been hearing music for a long time. You can send in comedy bites. You can send in playwright bites. Mm-hmm. Send us some stuff.
Monologues.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, spoken word.
Right.
We're definitely going to be supporting Miss Kristen's competition for jokes. So be on the lookout for that. On our iCulture Radio page as well as our website.
Right. So,
yeah, so we take it all. And since we edit it, if you make a mistake, we'll correct it for you. You will not be airing that, okay?
Amen. That's right.
So just so,
yeah, awesome.
We are so excited again, and you know, with grandma and everybody on there, Earth D and wow, you know what, Ricky Rick, time goes too fast for us.
Yeah, and you know, but before we go, we got to make sure we can, you know, contact and reach Miss KC. So let us know kind of how can we find you?
It's very simple. The name of the website is Laugh While You Learn.
Mm-hmm.
So it's www.laughwhileyoulearn.us laugh while you learn.us and that's kind of the whole concept,
right?
Laughing, because mm-hmm. I'm not going to be up in your face, right, without dropping,
amen,
or planting some message,
awesome,
dropping
seeds,
some message, you know.
Yeah,
you
go.
Yeah, because
awesome.
A lot of people who come to my show are people who don't go to church anymore,
right?
And they just they laugh and they don't even know why they're empowered, because the word is up on the screen.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I have it up on. That's the brand. That's what the Lord gave me.
That's right.
Mm. Well, y'all have a wonderful time. I've had a wonderful
man,
time.
Hallelujah,
yellow.
You're a little bit beyond your bedtime, Grandma.
Ain't nobody got on my nerves yet. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is good all day long.
Grandma, I was waiting. This Mama Glow, I was waiting to let you know them socks is slipping. You know, you need to tie them up.
Now, see, this, don't make me take my wig off. Don't make me take my wig off.
Because
I will.
I wanted you to know you need to tie them stockings
oh,
up.
Oh, see, Lord Jesus. They're going to make me pull my teeth out. They're going to make me pull my teeth out up in here.
Oh, lady, fight.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Wigs and everything. Socks and stockings.
I ain't
going to
be mad.
I love you, baby. I love you.
I love you back. That's why I want you to be neat and tie them up.
Mm-hmm.
I love you back.
Don't make me cuss on the radio now. I'm trying to be Christian now. I'm trying to be Christian. Don't make me. But no, bless your heart.
You know
God bless you.
Parking lot is. I ain't scared.
It's the parking lot.
She's real bold over the phone.
Real bold. Bring your tail up in here.
You know I got you back though, Mama.
Bless you.
Before we get out of here tonight, I definitely want to shout out iCulture Radio family, Miss Lasandra over in the corner, just always supporting and loving on us. So we just thank you for always being having our back at iCulture Radio. So
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, and to our greatest technician, yeah.
Shelton,
yeah, man.
He worth more than $100. Yeah. Awesome.
All right. As Ursie, always,
give him the rundown, Ursie, right quick on the times for the 18th.
Oh, well, we're going to start at 7, and we're going to be there until about 9:30. But every 20 minutes, we're going to either be presenting you some form of entertainment that we focus on and we support, or we're going to be giving you great information on how to use the new website and use the platform, our networks, and so many other things. So, but as always, we have to get out of here, and we'll see you next week. Same bat time.
Same bat station.
All right.
iCulture Radio.
Blessings. Blessing, everybody. Blessings.
Peace.
All right. We out.
All right.
Calling all ministers of the tribe of Judah. Have you ever wondered how the Harlem Choir or the Gaithers or Yolanda Adams gets that soul-stirring sound and you're crying? It is the power of the anointing. Well, now we have Flowing in the Anointing workshops. We'll train your music ministers to destroy yokes and remove burdens with the power of the anointing through every performance, whenever they open their mouths, through the instrument, dance, or lifting their praise. For more information, call me, Mama Glow Glow, 770-892-9987 or 770-892-9987. Let's get your warriors trained today.
Inspired Lifestyle Arts and Entertainment Alliance, or ILAEA, formerly known as UGA International, is proud to debut its brand new name, image, and structure to the world. On July 18th, be in attendance when we host our launch and industry networking event to reintroduce our organization. We want to invite you to join us to help launch out into the deep. This event is designed to introduce and present to you the new and improved Alliance and showcase all we have to offer the urban inspirational industry and the community. You can purchase your $4 tickets in advance at iCultureRadio.com Lifestyle Experiences page or pay $10 at the door. Get in free when you donate $5 or more to any of our UGAICIC supported charities. Join us. The entertainment revolution is imminent.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
Thank you for listening to iCulture Radio. If you have questions about the broadcast, or if you'd like to be featured on the show, please call the Alliance at 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to iCultureRadio.com. On Facebook, search for iCulture Radio. And be sure to join us every week at the same time, right here on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's Inspirational Talk Radio.